Well, obviously not the way we wanted to start out the season at home. That was not a good showing from the very start to the very end, and never gave ourselves a chance to be in that ball game against a very good football team. You know, you cannot play the top of your game any week, but you can't do that when you're playing against a good team, and we did not. We got some things to clean up. The good thing is we have a lot of football still to play. That locker room will stay together and take this thing. I think, you know, I told them that maybe we need to take a good punch, see how we respond. I think I know how they'll respond being around these guys. But they're all disappointed, you know. But there's a lot of football still to play. And I just like to see us play at the top of our game one time, a full game, and just see where we are. And I think they'd like to see that as well.
Hey, Mike, how early in that first half did you realize things were in trouble?
Well, I mean, it started with offensively when you script 15 plays and the players have those plays, you know, the night before, you know, and the number of mental errors we had, simple ones, that's a concern. You know, I'll take blame for that it's not getting across. And we give you that information plenty of time in advance, and then to do some of the things we did. I don't know if it was the environment or the first time or what it was, but some of it was absolutely unbelievable, some of the things we did, especially for the top 15 plays. And that's, you know, any time that's happened in my coaching career, that's frustrating. And I'll make sure that's cleaned up. No, I don't think it did. I think, you know, you can't keep them out there like that. I mean, it just at some point they're going to be worn out, and you are going to get sloppy tackling. I mean, when you're on the field for as long as they were on the field, it is going to get sloppy, and it's not on deaf ears. I mean, if it is, we're going to keep talking about it because you know, our staff has been very adamant about it. These guys know that. I mean, there's not anybody out there not trying to tackle. Not trying to do their best. Not one guy. And we know that. We know we have to do a better job. We have to do a better job on a lot of things.
Coach, third quarter, you had some momentum going. You get the touchdown, you get a stop, and then the offside call and gives them a second life, and they go around, score a touchdown.
I think I had a lot to do with that because I had felt like they had missed a few offsides. So I gave an earful about watching that, and then the very next, you know, that's typically how it works. When you say something, it backfires and goes against you. And unfortunately, that was a huge, I mean, I don't know how much you understand, but that was a huge momentum change because that kept that drive alive because there was momentum at the time. I'm not sure anybody played very, very good today. They all have to play well. I mean, they all have to. They're all one piece that work together to make everybody work well. So, again, I can't make a judgment like some based on standing there on the sideline. But I can tell you, we have a lot of work to do in a lot of areas.
What is the condition of Blaine? Is it the caution that you pulled him out?
He was hurting a little bit prior to the half and came in here, checked him out. He wanted to go. I think he's got a strain in back of his leg. I don't know if it's a hamstring or the back. I don't know what it is. It was all right enough to try to get him to go again, but it got to a point, especially with the way the game was flowing, not to put him in a position to have a more serious injury. It just wasn't worth the risk.
Any chance he can't play Sunday?
I don't know yet. Yeah, don't know yet. Just game experience, who they were facing, for no other reason, just, you know, experience, and felt like it was a better matchup.
Mike, with the condition of your offensive line, how much does that limit what you try to do offensively?
Well, I mean, you have to do some things to protect edges and protect inside. I thought our guys did the best they could, but it does a few things. I mean, it just you got to be careful of some matchups, what happens inside and outside, and protections and your ability to get other people out, backs out, tight ends out. So you've got guys staying in, trying to help out that can't get in. If you watch them, that was a big part of their run game, was just the dump downs. I mean, it's an extended part of their run game. We're trying to protect guys and make sure they're not going to get a mismatch somewhere, and to get those guys out doesn't happen as fast.
How much of the lack of a passing game today was due to the coverage of their corners on your top two receivers?
Versus
the rush?
I think it was a combination of the two. I mean, it was a combination of the two. Very good. Couldn't hold on to it, obviously, and well covered.
When I was referring to, you almost never went downfield or across the middle. And I'm just wondering if the offensive line.
No, it was, those plays were called. I mean, I'm on the phones, and I know they were called. It just, they didn't go down there. The ball had to come out quicker. I mean, they were called. They definitely were.
Mike?
We're trying to get it down. We knew we had to hit some shots down the field going into the game. No, it didn't. I wish I had an answer for that. It did not happen. It was a great environment. I mean, I felt very good about these guys. I thought last week was could be an issue with the way we lost the game, and it may carry over to this one. I don't feel that was in. I didn't. I thought by the time we got done last night meetings and when we showed up this morning, I thought we were ready to play better. But it, you know, some of those things again were us. Making some mistakes that there's no way you can overcome them against a good football team. So we got to fix those things first.
What are some mistakes you have to fix?
Mental errors.
Blocking wrong people.
Blocking wrong people, running wrong route, wrong motion.